Well, here we are, 115, Thankful Friday, looking at Psalm 30 and verse 4. Sing and give thanks today. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. When we do remember God's holiness, and then remember how the mighty seraphims in the heavenly temple are continually crying out, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. And Isaiah 6 and verse 3 says, 6 starting in verse 1 through 3, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had 6 wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another, and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And then when we further remember the prophet's prayer, acknowledging to God that he was purer of eyes, Habakkuk 1 verse 13 says, Thou art purer of eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. And then to still even further on, remember that as Paul said in Romans chapter 7 and verse 18, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. We can only marvel at the infinite mercy and grace of God. He has not only forgiven us of our sins and saved our souls and promised us eternal life, but daily loadeth us with benefits. And so we should sing unto the Lord. It says, as we read in Psalm, Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. He has not only forgiven our sins and saved our souls and promised us eternal life, but daily he loadeth us with benefits. Psalm 68 in verse 19, Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. That's the number one thing that we sing unto the Lord. If we are his saints because he saved us. And so if we're going to sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, it is because he has saved you, and you have cause to sing unto him, to praise his name, and to give thanks when you remember his holiness. His holiness goes far and above anything that we could ever attain on our own. And yet, through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, we receive his holiness. When God looks on us, he sees the holiness, the righteousness of the Son. If that were not the case, he couldn't look on us as children, because as we read, his eyes are too pure to look on iniquity. He cannot look on us in our sins in that way. And so we give thanks and we praise God for his holiness and for the salvation that he's given to us. What can we do except to perpetually sing unto the Lord and give thanks, as David exhorts us in our text today? When we remember all that he's done for us, it should be a natural response in us to constantly, continually sing unto the Lord and to give thanks. But how can this be? A God who is too pure and holy even just to look on iniquity, yet he promises unworthy creatures as us goodness and mercy that shall follow us all the days of our lives. Psalm 23 and verse 6, Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How can that be? As we said before, they can only be because of the incredible love of God in Christ, who hath once suffered for our sins. In 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, for Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And the Bible says in Isaiah 53 and verse 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and verse 8. We should give thanks continually for what he has done for us. Therefore, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 15 through 17, and let the God of peace rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. If we are his children, and anyone who has called on Christ as Savior is his child, you are also his saints. We are to be separated unto him. We are to be sanctified through him. And so we are his saints, and as his saints, the Bible tells us here in our text, sing unto the Lord. Singing would be to praise his name, to lift him up, both privately and publicly, to sing unto him, to give praises, to give thanks in song unto the Lord. And then it also says, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. As I said, the number one thing we remember, we give thanks for, towards his holiness, is the holy sacrifice that he gave for us. But we should be giving thanks for his holiness in everything that we remember, every time we remember of him. Things that he has done for us in his holiness and his righteousness that goes far and above, beyond anything that we deserve, we should give thanks. Any time that we remember any aspect, any character of God, one of them being his holiness, and anything that stems from that, we should give thanks unto God. So sing and give thanks. I hope that's a blessing to you, and looking forward to Leslie and I looking forward to going to Rogersville, as we're going to be in the missions conference. We do ask that you would pray for us as we travel, as we're going down there, and then on our way back on next Thursday. So we'll be starting off traveling tomorrow. Do please be praying for us. Pray that we would be able to be a blessing to those in Rogersville as we go to show our ministry to them and share our hearts. And again, just pray that this has been a blessing to you, that you have a blessed rest of your day. God bless, and goodbye.